cliffcentral.com.
And it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you as with the month of December, the festive has arrived finally. And how time flies when you're having fun and when there's music and when there's good food and when there's entertainment and when there's people that you love. And when we win the Rugby World Cup, I think the year's been good. I think it's been a great year. I hope that you're having a wonderful start to your morning, and it's good to be with you. This is cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and in the studio, I thought, let me bring some of my regular wonderful humans. Miguel Peguero, how are you doing?
Great, and yourself?
I'm still going to get it. Perhaps, maybe I'll get it.
You're getting better every time. I know.
And then, of course, Josh Ansley.
What's up?
How you doing? So I've got two of the human jukeboxes in studio, because you know we're winding down the year, and of course I've got Silas James, one of the best musicians in the country. Actually, seriously, if not the best. And so it's so wonderful to have these wonderful people in the studio, and we're gonna play some Christmas carols. We're gonna have some fun. I also got Jessica Driver. Jessica Driver, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Nice to have you back.
Yes, and I'm excited to be back.
So you took your, you opened. You and Josh were together. How?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This year, the two of you had a wonderful romance in Rock of Ages.
We did.
Okay. And then, of course, Craig O'Barney sent a great message.
Did he?
Yeah. So I'm going to play that in a moment because obviously Craig is just brilliant. But I'll tell you now about Craig O'Barney is that. Did you see on Facebook and on Instagram his Frankenfurter look?
He looks really good.
I mean, so it opens this week. Brian Schimmel, of course, the top musical director. Yeah. Kate Normington's in it. Jared Nurden's in it. Wow. And the it's about time. But now the one and only Rocky Horror Picture Show has come back to South Africa. It opens at the Artscape in Cape Town this week. It's going to rock throughout December and throughout the Christmas period there in Cape Town. So that's exciting news. And the three of you were all in that Rock of Ages together.
Yes,
we were.
Yeah, we were.
Well, we're going to open the show with a message from Craig O'Barney. He's on a flight from Johannesburg to Cape Town at the moment. So this is the message he sent and the words he had to say about the phenomenal Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Hey Alan, Craig O'Barney here, thanks for letting me chat to you, man. Rocky Horror Show, it's going so awesomely well. We've got the most incredible cast, which includes Marlie van der Merwe, Zak Hendricks, Anthony Downing is playing Brad. We've got an international guy called Christian Levicum who's playing Riff Raff. He kind of does Riff Raff all over the world. He's sort of the go-to riff. So he's done it in Australia and the UK. And it's so great to have him as well. He's awesome. And the creative team from the UK are fantastic. They've taken the show back, I think, to what it was and what it should be. You know, it can become a big party where you kind of lose the story and you lose the characters, and at the end of the day it is a party and it is meant to be fun, but it is still a story to be told with proper characters, you know, and it is still a play with music. And these guys kind of get it, and I really like their take on it. So we've got the UK director here, Chris Luscombe, it's been amazing working with him, and the musical supervisor came out as well, and then associate choreographer called Andrew Ahern, and it's been fantastic, and we've had the most wonderful rehearsal process, and the show is ready to rock Cape Town. We're going to hit Cape Town now in the next week. And then we're going to be in Joburg. We're going to be in Joburg from mid-January until the 1st of March. And yeah, look, for me personally, it's a dream come true. You know, I played this role, not this role, I played the role of Rocky in 1992. And ever since then, I kind of thought, sure, if I ever get a chance to play Frankenfurter, that would be a dream come true. And thankfully, thanks to Peter Tureen Productions and various other powers that be, I'm getting the chance, and I'm so excited to be doing it here in Cape Town and then in Joburg as well. It's awesome. The show is going to be fantastic. We've got the most fantastic cast. The vibe is brilliant. The band is brilliant. So we're ready to hit it. I'm on a plane. Sorry about all the noise. Sending you love. Thanks for letting me chat to you. Make sure you come out and see the Rocky Horror Show, guys. It's going to be at the Teatro from January 12th until the 1st of March, and we had Artscape in Cape Town from Friday this week, the 6th of December, until the 12th of Jan. Thanks, Ellen. Chat again.
That's the one and only Craig O'Barney. It's so great. Actually, that's how we're going to do some interviews from now on, because if you can't get hold of people and they're running around, they cannot leave a voice note. So that, I've just found
a new way to interview people.
What a cool way to, it's a new tool. Right. I said, give me the facts. It is going to be superb. Let's do the time warp. Can you play it?
No. No. I haven't practiced that.
Okay. We can't do them all. but yes, great cast. And if you are going to the Cape, if you're in the Cape, if you and you know what, it's actually sometimes worth it if you can find a good rate, a good cheap fare. If you're coming, you're listening in, for example, George or Durban, it's worth going to have a magical musical weekend and going to see some great productions. Gate 69's got a brilliant production happening there with Brendan Van Rain, who, by the way, played Frankenfurter back in the day. So they've got the three blind mice. And it is hysterical and an adult pantomime. So that's also happening in Cape Town at Don't Miss Gate 69. And then lots is happening in and around Johannesburg. Santa Claus.
Yes, Santa Claus coming to town.
Coming to town.
At the
Peter Turin.
We open on the 6th of December and we close on the 5th of January.
And then upstairs you've got the Christmas Carol.
Yes, yeah. Theatrical also putting on Christmas Carol upstairs at the same time.
You guys are busy, hey?
Yeah, we're running around. We're busy, but it's fun.
I just look at Craig, for example. Craig O'Barney, of course, award-winning actor. He did Chicago like an insane man. He must have done something before. I missed something. From Chicago, he went into Rock of Ages. Now he's doing Rocky Horror Picture Show. How many nominations do you think he's going to get?
Oh, geez. Judging by the photos of him as Frank, yeah. Anybody else who is hoping to get a Naledi next year?
Or a Fleur de Cap, yeah. Oh, hold on. Let's not forget that you did... Also, both of you did Rock of Ages. You also did Two Here's to You, which I cannot wait. It's coming back.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
I mean...
Well, I can play some of those songs.
That is something we could do, actually. What is your favorite song from there?
I don't know. I think Mrs. Robinson is always just... it's a lot of fun.
Do you guys all... Do you know the song?
Do you know this tune?
Play it. Show me the way. Did.
I normally do the high part, but and here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hide it in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in the pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven hold the place for those who pray. Hey, 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 hey.
Do you know that? I know you don't have your cans on, but he was playing piano with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was so cool. It was really cool.
Well, I'll listen to it on the podcast.
You can listen to it on the podcast. That's how it works. This is cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford. It's really good to be with you. Also, we'll be chatting to a guy called Tony Mercer. He's here, an international director from for Peter Pan on Ice. That's also going to be big. So that's going to be quite magical. Miguel Peguero. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic.
Peguero.
Peguero.
Peguero. Peguero. I'm so bad.
You are getting it so wrong, man.
I know. Guys, could you not be born with a name like Alan Ford? It's just so simple. It's
like, you know. Probably do have one of the most like simple names.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Don't get it wrong. You cannot get it wrong.
It could be in light. No. People call me Ellen Food.
Ellen
Food.
Ellen Food.
I like that.
I've had lots of
Ellen food.
Alan.
I've never had Ellen food before.
No, I've Ellen food.
It must be great.
I don't know. I think it's quite hot myself. Depends who says it. How's it going? So Miguel, guys, firstly, thank you so much. We did a charity concert this past week with the Soweto, a 3-time Grammy Award winning Soweto Gospel Choir. They also won an Emmy Award. And we all did it together. Silas was with us, Silas James, of course, Miguel and Josh. We had Daniel Barron, and it turned out to be one of the most interesting concerts that I have ever emceed, produced and directed at the same time. Okay, and let me tell you why. Because we have elements in Johannesburg called rain.
Lightning.
And there was an incident at Crawford College a year ago. It was all over the news about one of the cricket coaches that was struck by lightning. So they put in a very, as all schools should, a very important, and golf courses, lightning detecting system. Yes. And when that alarm goes off, you evacuate the field immediately because the lightning's coming in. So there wasn't a drop of rain, but there was a lightning within a 10 to 15 kilometer radius. And so, literally, we had to keep getting evacuated from the field, Jessica.
Oh
so, okay, now,
crazy.
Now, yeah, but here's this is what ends up happening, is that Jess, there is no, just think about this concept.
Yeah.
There is nobody that is set up in the hall. We don't have a sound system. We don't have any musical instruments. We've got nothing. We have a Grammy Award-winning 20-piece choir. We've got some of South Africa's best rock music stars. Okay, and now how are we going to do this?
Goodness!
With Matthew Cunahan running around, who was my co-producer and co-director in it, and my co-MC, and Matthew's running around, guys.
You guys made it work. I have to.
I don't know how we did it. And I how did we do it?
Had a time.
It was it, but you know what? It was one of the most beautiful concerts. People, do you know people were listening? Did you know this, guys? People were listening downstairs because they couldn't get up. People were listening on the side. Mm. You couldn't get 1,500 people into a small school hall.
Wow,
that's
amazing, though.
So we did it, and then we also had around about 100 kids that were singing as well.
Oh,
so imagine, no, it wasn't lovely.
I thought it was lovely.
It was complicated. It was complicated.
It was fun though.
But it was really,
it was character
cool.
building as well.
Amazing.
Yes. So Miguel, you opened. Actually, Josh, you
Josh,
opened.
Josh opened.
I opened.
Because we all, and I want to tell you, they spent over 100,000 rand on a stage outside. That was the lighting. Was beautiful, and
it was amazing.
The food stalls,
it was awesome,
and I'm so happy you ordered your sound checks because you got to actually use the stage.
Yes.
Okay, because when it came to showtime, there was no, and that's how it goes. But there's a lesson, if I can share it with anybody that's listening to the show that in particular gets into this business, any field of the business. Number one, the show goes on. Number two, if you're performing for just that flower in the corner. Okay, you still go on with it. You do it, and you know what it's like, guys. Mm. When it's a matinee show and it's an empty house with 40 people instead of having 1,800, it happens.
Yeah,
and so that's the type of stuff where I'm telling you now, people are made of. That's where I believe, you know, where you've got to, because you think beyond your ego, you think beyond yourself. You make a plan. You're pulling drums and things on stage, and it's a different way to do it. So the lesson is, number one, the show goes on, and perseverance, and actually you can overcome anything, and no is not an answer.
Yeah.
Isn't it in life in general.
Mm. Absolutely.
Maybe that should be the message for 2019. Okay, maybe no, like, definitely no to drugs. That, yes. unless it's a
every year that should be.
Unless a psychiatrist gives it to you and you need it. Okay, or like you had an antibiotic. Otherwise, narcotics, definitely not. Or maybe like no to doing something stupid like hitting someone. Okay, or punching someone or shooting. No to that. Mm. But otherwise, the rest of it, you know, there is no reason to say no. Okay, so anyway, so that's your lesson for this morning as you join the show. So Miguel, what are we singing today? Because now we're moving into Christmas. And
yes.
As you know, it's time for love and joy and happiness.
I'd actually like to do that Christmas song that I performed at the charity event.
Yes.
Which I really loved. And it's my favorite Christmas song.
White Christmas.
White Christmas.
It's an old Bing Crosby number from the 1930s, by the way.
It's an incredible one.
So let's take it away. As we celebrate Christmas, good morning to you. Beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I loved having you. We're going to have some lots of... Jessica, are you warmed up?
Well, you sound like you are warmed up and like fresh in the morning. I'm like...
Jessica Driver, we're coming. Jessica plays Holly in Santa Claus is Coming to Town at the Teatro, at the Peter Turin, yes, Theatre. We've got the Christmas Carol with the famous Scrooge. Upstairs. That's happening upstairs. And then, of course, at the main theatre, all the way from abroad, we're happy to welcome to the show the director of Pan on Ice, obviously Peter Pan on Ice, Tony Mercer. Thank you for joining us on the line, Tony. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. We've got people singing in the studio and all wonderful Christmas stuff happening. Tell us about Pan on Ice.
Well, it's performed by the Imperial Ice Stars, which I think the majority of Johannesburg knows who they are. They're an incredible group of skaters from Russia. Around about 200 competition medals between them. And we're rocking up for you with a brand new world premiere this coming Friday of Peter Pan on Ice.
So Peter Pan and Ice, tell us a bit about, firstly, what is the music? What can people expect? Obviously, I've never asked this question, Tony. Tony, are ice skaters and ballerinas similar?
No, they're not. I mean, They're similar in as much as they're dancers. I mean, ballet is ballet, ice dance is ice dance. And I think it's wrong, I was kind of saying like it's wrong to compare, because, of course, we can do incredible amounts of things on stage. I mean, we're not what I call a static dancer. We can move at great speed, and because we have this speed, if you like, it makes it extremely exciting, and some of our lifts are very dangerous. So wrong to compare the two. What can you expect? You can expect Peter Pan's story. It's original, you know, the Mr. Barry story. But you're going to hear an original score, new music, songs. For the first time ever here, we're going to be using a projection screen. So you'll be seeing the story, sort of what I call a fixed set. You'll be able to see these beautiful graphics, animated graphics taking place in the background. So it's a very, very different style of presentation for us. I think this is our fifth or sixth visit here. So if you've seen it before, there's something, you know, to come down and have a look at. I think you're in for a lot of surprises.
Well, we love that, and I think it's so beautiful too, the elegance. I love the fact that the ice skaters are from the international. People travel the world to go and see you people. Where were you before this?
We were just over in Thailand performing in Bangkok at the dance festival there. We go there, we're invited guests every couple of years. And yeah, we've been really lucky. I created the Imperial Ice Stars way back in 2004 to show off my style of ice dancing, if you like, theatre on ice. And it's a great pleasure. A couple of years ago, we were here, and Peter Turian, who I think the whole of South Africa knows, said, "Right, tell me what we're going to do next." I said, "Peter, I'm not sure. What do you think?" And he went, "You know, it's about time we did something that was very across the board, that would engage adults, children can come along. So, if you're anywhere from 3 to 103, there's something inside of this show for you."
And that's what it's about. And I want to just say this, it is a journey to Neverland. It's Peter Pan on ice, and it's with the Imperial Ice Stars. What does that mean, the Imperial Ice Stars?
Sorry, I couldn't hear what you were saying. What was the last part of the question?
So what is it meant by an Imperial Ice Star?
Well, I think, again, the company is based, in Russia. We're Moscow-based. And the idea to call the company Ice Stars was floating. Somebody was suggesting, let's call it, Russian. But then, of course, we just came with the word Imperial because, of course, the heritage that sits inside of Russia. So we decided, rather than call ourselves something Russian, we thought, Imperial, would describe where we're from.
Well, that is absolutely wonderful. Tony Mercer, I cannot wait as you open this week. Sunday is opening. I know you're opening on the weekend. How long is the run for, Tony?
We're here until, I think, the 12th of January, running for 6 weeks, and then we pop down the road and we go visit into Cape Town until the 3rd of February.
So that's
a chance to catch a ticket. It'll make a great Christmas present for somebody. I always kind of say, come along and watch the show. Whatever you expect it to be, it's much more. I'm slightly biased with that, Alan, but I believe you're in for a huge treat.
Tony, the years that you have come to the country, that you have wowed audiences, you don't have to be biased because it is the truth.
Thank you.
Peter Pan and Ice opens this week. It's on until the middle 12th of January. It then goes off to Cape Town. It's strange because the Rocky Horror Picture Show is playing where you're going to be at, and so you guys are just going to swap theatres, which is magic. So, but listen, and Tony, I want to just add one last thing here. Is that this is something so special that if you had to go to watch this in the UK or in Russia, you would spend a couple of thousands of rands on a ticket. Here it is reasonable and you're getting an international show from overseas.
Now, that's what I think about Peter Turian. He's one of those people who, entertainment is so important, theatre is so important, but he makes it affordable. And that's why, they have so many people coming to watch the shows, and you have the biggest shows in the world coming here, and that's all thanks to Peter.
Tony Mercer, thank you for joining us on the line. What an honor. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That is Peter Pan on ice. Wow. That's going to be really, really special. I want to jump back to, just very quickly, Cape Town. We spoke to Craig Abani just a moment ago, and I'm going to speak to Kate Normington, the internationally acclaimed, phenomenal actress, Kate Normington. She'll be joining us on the line in a moment. Here she is, and Katie is in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Hello, Kate Normington. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Alan Ford. How are you doing?
Hello, my darling. How is Rocky? Are you rocking?
Are we rocking? You are in for a treat, Johannesburg. Once we finish down in Cape Town, and when we get up on the 12th, well, we leave on the 13th of January to come back home, and we open on the 17th, you are in for a treat. You know who's playing Frankenfurter, Alan?
Well, we had him on the line as he's flying back. He sent us a wonderful two-minute voice note, Craig Abani.
Yes. And, you know I'm probably biased, but I feel that Craig is probably giving this interpretation of Frankenfurter the finest and the closest, really, since Tim Curry that I've seen.
Really, hey?
Not that he's certainly, and by no means is he sort of replicating it, but he has got the same sexuality, the same...
Oh, really?
What's that noise?
It's just music. We have a whole band in studio. You know it goes.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it like the Days of Our Lives?
It's like the Kate, when you're around, it's always the Days of Our Lives, Kate.
But, you know, Alan, it's very special. This production is really tight, beautiful dance, a beautiful concept, really, honoring the initial sort of vision of Richard O'Brien. And, yeah, I've come to realize that this piece is pretty timeless. It hasn't dated, weirdly, and I don't know why, and I can't sort of quite put my finger on why it hasn't.
Because, Kate, it's a bit cosmic, isn't it? And
yet, yeah, it is.
And yet, more than ever, it holds space of different sexualness, sexuality, a transgender comes into it. It plays into innocence. It plays into it's so many themes. It always
has. And allows them to unfold and find themselves and is not judgmental about it. But, yeah, it's quite profound, actually.
No, it really is. I want to add something to it, Kate. It's again, it's wonderful to see great performances. I mean, as I said, Craig from Chicago, he's moved to Rock of Ages. Now he's doing Rocky Horror Picture Show. Wow.
Yeah.
So that's just Craig. But you've got people like Jared Nerden. You've just got great people. And you're the narrator.
And the young girl playing, Marley Fanamerova playing Magenta is just beautiful. Stephanie DeToy Lombard, who is Columbia, is just a firecracker. It's just a treat from all of these performers because they're just perfectly cast. And what was I going to say? I was going to say something about, we were talking about the relevance of it now. It's gone because I'm menopausal, of course, which puts me in the primary position to play narrator, which is just lovely.
And, of course, Jared Nerden, a good friend
Jared
of mine.
Jared Nerden
so hot.
As Rocky.
He's so hot.
Oh, God, he is just...
He's so good looking.
Beautiful.
I tell you, if just girls and boys who are interested in that, that's just worth a perv. Just for the sake of Jared.
I had a friend on Facebook saying to me the other day, please will you introduce me? And I said, look, I can't, you know, he's otherwise involved.
So yes, no, don't behave. You must behave, Kate. No, don't introduce anyone.
Oh, no, please.
You can't. You're the narrator.
I'm
not
married.
The mother of the theatre.
I'm married.
So Kate, can I ask one other interesting thing? Obviously, you know, it's great I heard the cast has bonded beautifully. Brian Schimmel as musical director again. What his different interpretations?
You know, Brian is so muscular with his treatment of any score, and he, you know, he gets what he wants from the people. He's been working. I mean, it sounds like he's been working with Craig, and Craig is just honoring the original score, which is so beautiful to hear, because of course the movie kind of made famous, you know, Tim Curry's rendition of it, but there is an actual score which is so beautiful, and Craig is singing that, and that'll be so beautiful for audiences to hear. It's the music, which was written by Richard O'Brien. Mm-hmm. Is just it was before its time, and it's kind of rock based, so it's timeless. And of course, you know, there's a cult around this.
It is cult. Yeah, Kate, I'm so excited. I'm coming on Saturday night. I'm actually flying to Cape Town to see it. So I'm
appealing to your Joburg audiences now who won't be able to fly down beforehand, but just book your tickets now because it really is a treat. And I'm not just saying that. It's perfectly done. The English creative team have been absolutely meticulous about what they've wanted, and they've gotten it. And they're so pleased with, you know, the South African cast. And there's a lovely, and of course, the English riffraff, who is astonishing. I've never heard a voice like this, Alan.
Really? I heard he's brilliant.
He can hit notes that only small dogs can hear in Reykjavik. So, his name is Christian Lavercombe, and we have also the Frank cover, Andrew Ahern, who is also quite a magnificent performer. So it's just it's a beautiful show. It's beautifully done. So yeah, you're in for a treat.
Well, Spotlight on cliffcentral.com goes around the country, actually around the world, and so please book your tickets for Cape Town or book them for Johannesburg, but don't miss the show. That's
okay,
Kate. I'll see you on Saturday. I'll be screaming and carrying on like a like
you better
see you then.
And rice, lots of rice. Okay,
absolutely. Cheers, my love. Be good. And that is award-winning actress, the phenomenal Kate Normington. I mean, we do love her. Jessica Driver, do you sing for your supper, dear?
I can, yes.
I want to make you sing for your supper.
Yes. All right.
So tell me about who is Holly and what is Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Tell me about the story.
So the story of Santa Claus Coming to Town is about Santa who loses his Christmas spirit. It's played by Tian Reitenbach. He plays Santa. And I play Holly. She's kind of the CEO. She's the chief elf operator and makes sure everything's in line. Mm-hmm. And then this song that I'm going to sing now, she's kind of trying to get Santa's Christmas spirit back. This is what I'm saying.
And so you're singing this. And this is a well-known song from?
Yes, it is. Well, it's from Frozen. Song's from Frozen.
I love that you brought other things all the kids will love. So this is beautiful. Are you ready for singing for your supper? Do you like a massage?
I would love a massage.
Okay. And these are professionals that do it. It's not like, you know, like, come let me rub your back type of thing. Okay. I say it every single week. It's so lame. But let's go with it. This is a Skin Sense Day spa massage. If you hit the note beautifully, you get yourself a massage. All right. So you ready?
Yes.
This is the one only Jessica Driver. She plays Holly in Santa Claus is Coming to Town at the small theatre, the Peter Turin Theatre,
yes,
down at the bottom. So take it away, madame.
Snow globes are white on a mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation. There's a story.
A Black Friday special just came in.
That is hilarious. Should I help?
Let's do that again. There was a Black Friday special just came in. I don't know. But
I was so into it.
Okay, are you ready? Let's.
I know.
The Black Friday special came in from YouTube. Okay, wait.
Snow gloves are white on a mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like a swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I've tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. And the perfect girl is gone. Here I stand, and here I stay. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. It's funny how have some distance makes everything seem small. The fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrongs, no rules for me.
Lightning bothered us the other day, but then we had to let it go. Well done.
Thank you.
Here is your voucher to go for a Skin Sense Day Spa.
Thank you.
And it's valid till the end of January.
Thank you so much.
And this year you might be winding down, but if your body needs a little help getting into the festive spirit, then check out the latest Skin Sense Day Spa specials at cliffcentral.com. Now, they offer a comprehensive range of expert beauty and the treatments of a woman and for men. They've got massages. They've got, do you like manicures, pedicures, hair treatments, and lots more. All you got to do is go to cliffcentral.com because we've got like extra specials there. Or you can go to skinsense.co.za where you can also book treatments and even shop online. Skin Sense Day Spa, right here in Rivonia. It's right behind our studios.
It is.
Have you been?
I'm actually going tomorrow. Hey?
Are you going tomorrow?
Yeah, I booked myself in.
You're going to like, let it go.
All of it.
Let it go. All that stress.
All of it.
No, that's how we do it. So thank you very much. And I just want to thank them so kindly because they have, throughout the year, to all our acts and to people who have come into studio, just been so kind to bless us with some really special stuff. Guys, I've got a beautiful cake. Do you see this cake on the table?
Looks stunning.
Looks
how
amazing.
Beautiful. Mm. What do you think, Miguel? I know you're on diet and you're fit.
Looks amazing.
So there's a beautiful shop. We're going to chat to them in a moment. It's in Hyde Park. It's called Just Teddy's. So Teddy Zaki went on to be a superstar in the Great South African Bake Off. And he's opened this beautiful store in Hyde Park. He's also opened another one in Luminance, which is opening shortly, which is like almost like the Harrods of South Africa. Mm. And then added to that, they're looking at Sandton and the Diamond Walk and all over the country. This is called Just Teddy's. So if you want your Christmas cakes, you want to learn Christmas secrets, if you want to know anything, if you even want advice, they'll give it to you, okay? And we'll chat to Jordan Zaki and Jeff Zaki in a second. But I asked them to do me a favor because I asked them to make a beautiful cake for us for Christmas. Do you like cake?
To be honest?
Yes.
I don't even eat my own birthday cake.
Why?
How bad?
What? You're fine.
Like you said, I'm a
friend anymore.
I'm a health fanatic and train, you know, that very dramatic.
Lift your shirt. It's okay.
Yeah, let's look.
No, it's okay.
Lift the shirt.
No.
Lift the shirt.
Okay, we see why.
You mean you can still have a cake? What's wrong with you?
For today, for you, Alan, for you.
No,
that's the secret.
That's the secret. Mm-hmm. You're not getting the cake. You're not getting. And sorry, Jessica, you're not getting the cake either. And nor are you. Because we're donating this cake to an old age home. And we're sending platters and tea and coffee. And so this is one of the cakes that we're going to be doing and sending off for some lovely of our, because often we think about our kids, we forget about our aged. So we're dropping this cake somewhere really special.
That's amazing. I think
Nazareth House.
That's cute.
We've arranged for them to get it, and yeah, we're sending this cake through to them, and we're going to send some platters, and we're going to send some biscuits, and we're going to, and I want to say that if you, there are people, please hear me clearly, there are a lot of people that are less fortunate this festive season. We know this from all walks of life. It doesn't hurt to make a sandwich and put it in your car and give it to someone on the side of the road. It doesn't hurt to be kind to somebody and even wave to them if you don't have money in your car. It doesn't hurt to help children that have got no homes. But I'm going to tell you in particular, I think that a very neglected population is our aged. And they sit alone. A lot of their families are no longer there for them, or they didn't get married, they don't have kids. They get a very small state pension. And I'm saying this, please, if you want to do something good, just because a lot of people do things for kids, and that's awesome. But the aged that are sitting there. So I want to thank just Teddy for this beautiful cake, but none of you are going to eat it. So good luck for you and your stomach. You're thin like 10-pack washboard. You know what? I'm going to take him one day, put him here, and I'm going to wash my clothes on his abs and teach him a good lesson. How much fun is that? I just wanted to get there. Anyway, Josh Ansley.
Yeah.
Before we speak to the Zackies about this beautiful cake of theirs and some of the Christmas ideas of things that you can do, I think we should have a song from you.
Yeah.
Because we're going back to Miguel. We got a couple more from Miguel coming up in a moment. It's just that I'm plugging in here now, so because we've got to plug in different systems. So Josh, are you ready to do this, boy?
Yes, I'm ready to do this,
Mr. Andrew.
I did this for the kids at our little event last week.
We were playing some of the songs. So if you missed this event, which we're going to do again next year, you're all in next year.
Cool.
You're there.
You're in. Okay, my team's in. Great. Jess, if you're available, you're going to. Everyone gets involved. It all goes to charity. This is a cool thing. So are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
One. This is Josh Ansley, one of my human jukeboxes, all in studio. Cyrus James. I've got Miguel Pereiro. The Portuguese.
You just got both our names wrong.
Tomás. Why? It's Cyrus.
Yeah, Cyrus. You said Cyrus, but it's okay. We forgive you.
Did you call him Cyrus?
I've been calling him Cyrus the last like three months. And then the other, so I was like, his name's not that. You just get the Matthew Cunahan said it's his name's Silas or Cyrus. So I was like, oh damn. Okay, sorry. Oops. Listen, we can't be perfect at everything. I don't even know your name. No, I'm joking. I do. How are you, Komashu?
Oh wow.
That was a joke. Are you ready to go? Josh Ansley. Here we go.
Let's do this.
That's right.
All right. Kids, Santa is coming to town.
And
you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And that's how you do it, baby. Santa Claus is coming to town, and it's the name of the show that Jessica drives in. Do not miss the show. It opens this weekend.
Yes, Sunday.
It's on Sunday, of course. And it's going to be lots of fun. I love Christmas musicals. I mean, And I love Jaco van Rensburg, and I love Wessel Orendal, and they've done such great work this year. So please get your bums to go. And you know what? You often say this of, what can I do with the kids? And do you know, it's holiday time, we can only go away, or we can't go away. These are things you can do. There's the Christmas Carol upstairs, which is just superb and just really, really special stuff. So that's that's really, really special. So I want to thank my friends from Just Teddy for coming into studio. Jeff Zaki and Jordan Zaki, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, welcome. Hi, Jordan.
How are you?
You're the pastry chef, aren't you?
I am indeed.
And your brother's the pain in the butt.
Of course.
Has he always been like that?
Always, since we were kids.
Are you not so proud to see that by putting Dad on that show, all of a sudden the whole world has opened up?
It went crazy. Like, just from day one, since my dad went in the bake-off, it was just hectic, and we loved every moment of it. It was just so exciting, and it was a chapter opening for all of us, definitely.
And this family was property developers.
Yeah.
And they were doing property development, doing the successful people, wonderful stuff, and all of a sudden, now you've got pains in the bums in terms of wonderful customers that are now are all involved in getting involved. Beautiful. By the way, just to tell you, I had lunch there the other day, and I had the almost like a little take on the avocado Ritz, a little bit of a French take on it. I loved it. I thought it was absolutely superb. Your hot dog in
pretzel roll.
Who I was with had a hot dog in a pretzel roll with herb chips. Guys, really, your food is brilliant. So besides the macaroons to die for, besides the confectionery and the pastries and the bread, the food is really great. And of course, made with the hands of Lebanese love.
Of course.
Yes. I want to ask you, so thank you, Fuzi, for making this beautiful cake that we're going to give to. What is in it?
It's a traditional Christmas cake, so the spices, the fruits.
Is it a fruit cake?
Yeah.
Is this a full-on fruit
Teddy
cake?
Teddy Zaki's secret fruit cake recipe.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the secret? You can't tell us.
I'll get killed if I told you.
Okay, all right. That sounds terribly Lebanese from the south.
You know,
don't do that.
What must we do?
Okay, so the reason I wanted you in studio was just if you could give some people tips. Firstly, what will you be selling if people want to come and get stuff from you? Because if they don't have time, as we say in Lebanese, if it's haja to cook and do all that, what is your Christmas selection?
So essentially, we've done a signature range of entremets. Entremets is a pastry that was traditionally served between banqueting courses, so it's very delicate, fine, and precise. Mm-hmm. For example, we've got a cappuccino and gingerbread man entremet cake. We'll have a traditional Christmas mince pie, obviously our Christmas cake made into a petit foie.
Is this a Christmas
cake? That's a Christmas cake.
How long does it last for?
Sure. As long as our grandmother, about 90 years.
Okay. She's still listening. Yeah?
God bless her.
She's going to give you a heart.
Yeah.
Because this is such a good... Silas, how's it going there? It's your mother. Answer
the
phone.
Take that, Silas?
Christmas cake.
That's his mom. Don't worry. The Indian people, the Nakas, they've got a tuck appearance. They're checking in all the time. It's like the Portuguese. You know, how's it going? What do you do? But on a side note, so how long does a Christmas cake last like
it
this?
It can last a while because...
With the frosting?
The frost, you see, traditionally when we make it, we don't put any frosting. We put some marzipan on it, which is almond-based. So almonds can naturally preserve something because they weep their oil. So it actually acts as a softening agent, you know, naturally.
Yeah.
But Christmas cake, generally, without any icing, and that can last a few months, even up to a year. Two years, even.
So, well, we're sending it this week. I'm saying, how long will this last before we get it to the
that
people?
That will last about 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. Even until next Christmas.
Okay, so it shows you Christmas cake's the way to go. Oh, Sam, a fruit cake.
Of course.
Is the way to go.
Traditional weddings were a fruit cake, and you would take a piece of the cake and
they've lost it. Everyone's red velveting in it. They've lost the plot of it. And then... So what I wanted to ask you is that if people wanted to bake something beautiful around this time, what would you recommend they bake? And I mean, they can go online and find a recipe. What is something, if you want to start out and you want to do something special with the kids, what would you recommend, Jordan?
definitely a Christmas fruit cake. It is quite difficult to help with kids baking it, but it really is something fun to do, or else gingerbread cookies.
Mm. Because Christmas fruit cake can be, is very expensive.
Yes, yeah. It is.
There's no games.
Very costly.
It's very.
And it's hard
very,
to make. It's strenuous.
It's not easy.
Okay. It's very thick, the batter. I mean, it's like you put your stand mixer to mix it, but you actually have to get in there with a wooden spoon.
It's a lot of
like
work.
We've got a tradition, everybody must use the wooden spoon. There's arguments that erupt over that wooden spoon.
And I'm sure you get a hiding with it sometimes.
You know,
as you
know, I'm not,
he's got a lot of hidings, eh?
I've matured, but I'm still like the.
You still get a crack.
Villain of the family.
That's it. So gingerbread cookies.
Gingerbread.
And how do you get? Do you go and get the cake, the cutter?
Yeah. So we get our own cutters, and then you obviously have to make the dough for the cookies, and then you actually have to bake them. And the nice part is afterwards you have fun decorating them.
Yeah,
and it's fun to do with the kids.
So much fun.
I'm gonna ask you one other strange question around it. Can you with like a gingerbread house?
Yes.
It's a similar concept. Huh? You just got
it.
Yeah. Okay, and then you just got to stick it together with. Because
picture Lego that you
definitely
can eat.
Yeah.
Think of Lego.
Yeah.
Then
it is harder than you think.
I'm an expert at it.
Okay. But,
yeah.
Because do you make them?
Yes.
We do.
So can people get a gingerbread house wrapped up? Because I
you
think
can.
It's one of the most beautiful gifts to give to people when you're going to their home for around Christmas time is to wrap up
it's
a.
So beautiful, yeah.
Okay. Any other Christmas secrets that you would recommend to people listening right now about confectionery baking around this time?
I'd say.
Besides coming to Just Teddy.
That too. But outside the secret of Christmas is that family spirit, that love and togetherness. I mean, you can bake whatever. As long as you're doing it with your family during that festive period, it really makes anything special. Like, I mean, it's funny you asked the thing about the gingerbread cookies. Yesterday, our mother sent us a post from about 5 years ago. Us around the family table cutting gingerbread cookies. And, you know, it's that nostalgic value that you get. From Christmas time.
And cooking and baking.
That's
it, Sean. It's all that stuff. I want to thank Just Teddy's. They're in Hyde Park Corner. Don't miss them. Give us a... How can they follow you on Instagram? What
so
is it?
We've got an Instagram page. It's at @just_Teddy. Our website's justteddy.co.za. And our Facebook page under the same name.
And they can just book and...
You can book a table, send us an email.
You know, you're my favorite people to play with, because I like cake. Unlike Miguel. Okay, I love cake. But you see, Miguel's... One day you'll see... That body's not going to last forever, dear. I promise you, life changes. When you're 50, you come talk. Okay. I'll be 105, but that's a whole other thing. But thank you for this beautiful gift that we can send off to someone just to enjoy. And we're going to send it off within the next week. And I'm going to make sure there's tea and cake and do other things that are going to make everyone happy. So thank you to Just Teddy's.
Thank you.
And don't forget the bread. The bread is just superb. We're going to take pictures after the show. Now, it's 5-2. Miguel, come on, grab the microphone. Okay, come and take it away. Silas, are you in there? I got it now.
Silas, it's your turn now.
Yeah, I want Silas doesn't want to talk on radio. So just say, how's it?
Let me
He doesn't want to talk. He doesn't want to talk. He really doesn't.
Yeah. No, you're saying no. Okay.
Silas, please tell me that you tell. Are you from? Where are you from? Durban.
Yeah.
Are you from Durban? Please tell me you send this to your family.
Wait, Miguel,
to listen
to the
show. Okay, a shout out to all the Naka family for creating such a talented child in Silas. Silas, I got
that
it right.
That is correct, you got
Silas
it.
Silas James. All right, and of course, Silas has played, by the way, on so many different shows, including the pantomimes and I know he's, how did the exams go? Because he doesn't talk, so thumbs up. Okay, cool. So. Are you ready, Miguel?
Let's do it.
What are we? What are we? What are we? What's the next song?
The song that we all know, Feliz Navidad. If you want to join me, guys, we've got some other singers here.
Right. Do you know the?
So we'll start it a little stripped and then go into a nice little.
Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. From the bottom.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Vos pero
antes. Join in, Josh. Let's go. 1, 2.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
It.
That was fun, eh?
That was fun. Pretty cool. That was fun. Let's even get one more in. What another one?
Another one. Well, we were thinking of like Silent Night, but now that's almost gonna kill the vibe.
It's gonna kill the vibe.
Yeah, I feel like Josh, you got something vibe there, I'm sure, that we can join you on.
While we're doing that, I've let everybody think about it for a second. I want to thank all my very special guests for joining us on the spotlight. Get your song ready, by the way. Miguel Paguero, thank you for joining us. And Silas James, thank you very much for coming to studio. Tony Mercy, Mercer, do not miss Peter Pan on Ice. It's happening at the Teatro, and then from the Teatro goes off to the Artscape. Jessica Driver, don't miss at Peter Turin's Theatre, and that's a great show. She's in Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And added to that, do not miss the Christmas Carol upstairs. It's also just superb. Michael Jackson, we had him in studio last week. That's happening at Empress Palace. That's going to be superb. By the way, also the Bee Gees, the international touring tribute band from Australia, for the Bee Gees are coming out next year. We'll talk to them as well. Don't miss Gate 69. Also, I want to thank the very special Kate Normington and Craig Obani opening this weekend in Cape Town, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It is going to be superb. And we're going to close on a final song. Have we got it? What's it go?
We're going to try a Silent Night, but we're going to give it a vibe, because okay, it's normally very, very chilled. So we'll see what we can do.
We can chill.
It's like nice spontaneity right now.
This is how we do it. And I want to thank my human jukeboxes, Josh Ansley.
Yeah,
as well.
Okay, let's try this out. Let's try this out.
In the key of A. Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
CliffCentral.com. Have a good day. Bye.
CliffCentral.com.